This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
A few weeks ago, we talked to Bonnie Hayes, the songwriter behind this 1989 Bonnie Raitt hit, Have a Heart. It's one of the great Bonnie Raitt songs, written, as we said, by Bonnie Hayes, who is now the new chair of the songwriting department at Berklee College of Music. And she's back with us today to talk about a very different kind of music. This is the rapper Kay Flay, who will be performing at the Paradise Rock Club in Boston tonight. And Kay Flay is the focus of this week's Artery segment, when we talk to artists and critics about what's exciting them in the Boston art scene. And Bonnie Hayes, great to have you back on Radio Boston. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So Kay Flay is the moniker of San Francisco-based Christine Flaherty. Tell us something about her.
I really found her through her music, which in the sea of sort of nice music and pretty indie girl music, she kind of stands out like a sore thumb in a lot of ways.
Stands out like a sore thumb.
And in a great way. I mean, it was so it's I'm very attracted to her attitude and her brashness and the fact that she's doing rap. White girl doing rap. I know she went to Stanford.
See, I was going to say, I mean, I read that her rapping career actually began at Stanford, and as you said, she's white. You don't hear too many Stanford-educated white female rappers, right?
Right. I mean, that was context for something that I felt immediately when I heard the music, which is, wow, this is so unusual sounding, and it's such a clear personality, and she's not impeded by trying to do something right. You know, She's just doing what she's doing. Then when I got the context, I was like, oh, even more interesting. And that started getting me thinking about kind of the overview stuff about her music that you don't think about maybe when you're just first listening to her songs.
Well, let's talk about that, but first let's hear a bit of another Kay Flay song. Here's one called No Duh off of her recent release, West Coast. Yeah, when I come in, you see me stopping taters. More popular than gefilte fish, fish that is sated. My calculators, see, I 89, you're stuck on 83. While you are waiting in line, I'm on that VIP. Hear me moving the earth by millimeters with my words. What I love about it is that she is fronting,
you know, like you really hear a lot of guys bragging. I call them bragging songs, but it's much less likely to hear young women saying, I am the baddest of the baddest asses, and I am completely on top, and I'm happy about it, and I'm going to tell you all why. I'm going to show you all why. And the rapping in this song, the flow in this song is just great. You know, we think emotional music is music that makes you cry, but this music makes me laugh.
Now, there are traces of other genres in her music as well. I mean, obviously we're hearing hip-hop, but there's also sort of an electronic sound.
One of the things I love about this song and that first got my attention is the arranging, which is singing chords with her voice and creating the background, the hooks, with her voice and with a beat.
But there's sort of a punk, indie
covered a Liz Phair song. So She's definitely got, I mean, her attitude is very brash, very punky. In some of the mixtape work, the later work, I hear more in the rock and roll-y kind of indie vibe.
You mentioned those free mixtapes that Kay Flay has released. One of her better-known mixtapes is called I Stopped Caring in 96, which includes this song, Danger Starts. Blank space. Did you care about family? Did you wish you'd abandon me? Now you can't see what I became. Too weak to try to change. Can't so, Bonnie, tell us about this song and about these free mixtapes. What's that about?
She made this mixtape, I Stopped Caring in 96. I think she even has a little blurb about it on her website where she says, I was in my basement making this by myself. And she's talking about her father's suicide. Dad, did it fade out easily? Did you see the light? Were you sad to be leaving me? Or just sick of life? I mean, obviously, hip-hop spans all kinds of topics, but there's a lot of rap that's just about party music and about fronting, and this song is about something else.
I want to ask you a question and really sort of call on your role as chair of the songwriting department, because you mentioned a moment ago a rapper's flow, which is sort of what identifies them, sort of their musical signature, and Kay Flay really does seem to have her own style. Let's listen to a bit of another song. This one is called So Fast, So Maybe.
If you want nice eyes, wear Maybelline. If you need a new friend, pick Rachel Green. If you want to act wild, go make a scene. Getting paid over here, baby ching-a-ling. If
you're scared, tell us about Kay Flay's flow and her rhyme scheme.
The flow thing is really interesting because there's freestyle and then there's composition. You know, one of the cool things about rap is that it starts with freestyling, and usually freestyling is off rhymes. It's all about rhymes and working backwards from the rhyme to kind of create a line that makes sense. I mean, it's happening really fast in freestyle. So I don't know how much of this is free, and I'm pretty sure most of it's composed up to a point. Different people do it different ways, but it's a high level of writing, especially when you're improvising.
Now, one of the characteristics of rap that Kay Flay's music does incorporate is profanity. Rap is often criticized for this aspect. Well, what's your take on this?
The thing about profanity is it's going to chase away some people automatically when you hear certain words, and you're going to go, oh, no, I don't want to hear that, or that's not creative, or that's not intelligent. But it's part of a different way of talking where you use it as a exclamation point, and it's funny, you know, an F-bomb can express 10 different things,
right.
And I think that there's cultural perspectives that we've got to pay attention to there.
Party with the old school cast of Felicity, party with the buzz, party with some criminals, party with the hurricanes, party with the Seminoles, party with the stranger, party with the newborn, top siders, party with the shoehorn.
For me, she's doing it on purpose. I mean, in this song, Party, she's spotlighting it. She puts the profanity at the end of every section, which is like, hey, look at this, I said a dirty word. And it's sort of, it kind of is. I mean, partly it's a way to align with the rap and hip-hop community, but also it's a way to say, why is this word off-limits? And why, right. Is it off-limits to white girls, or is it off-limits to everybody? Like, where's the line?
Well, that's Bonnie Hayes. She's chair of the songwriting department at Berklee College of Music, talking to us about the rapper Kay Flay, who's performing tonight at the Paradise Rock Club. And Bonnie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bowl of Cheerios gripped up in my left hand, balling like LeBron, but I'm less tan, sweating my headband.
Well, that's it for today. Interesting stuff, Anthony.
Indeed.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
On the mic, they're calling me Pop and Run. Yakking on some prep and sipping on some soda. Tell me that I'm fresh, I'm like, no duh. I said, smoke is soaking up, sun. You think I'm done, I've just begun. Chiting on the mic, they're calling me Paul Bunyan. Yakking on some prep and sipping on some soda. Tell me that I'm fresh, I'm like, no duh.